show called Let's Talk Homeschool. I'm Davis. Normally, my lovely wife Rachel is with me serving as co-host. Today, we have a unique show. You see, right now, each new episode of the show is posted on the second and fourth Monday of each month. But since April has five Mondays, that means you would have had to wait 3 weeks until the next show. So we decided to do this devotional to give you some encouragement. Are you ready? Here we go. Welcome to episode number 5 1/2. Today's show is a devotional titled, Is Life Squeezing You Like a Sponge? As a quick reminder, Let's Talk Homeschool is a show about everything homeschooling. We like to summarize our goals with the following 5 key words. We want to affirm, encourage, challenge, and inspire you in your journey. Plus, we want to celebrate the many milestones you get to experience as a homeschooling family. Here they are again. Affirm, encourage, challenge, inspire, and celebrate. Now, one of those 5 key words is encouragement. With that in mind, I pray that the devotional for today will be a big encouragement to you in all areas of your life as you walk by faith. The sponsor of this show is Apologia Educational Ministries, whose mission is to help homeschooling families learn, live, and defend the faith. One of the ways Apologia helps families achieve this mission is by publishing the What We Believe series. It's a 4-volume course that takes students, age 6 through 14, through a biblical worldview study. The titles of each textbook quickly tell the story. Who is God? Who am I? Who is my neighbor? And the fourth, what on earth can I do? Go to apologia.com to find out more. I also want to remind you to visit homeschool-101.com and read many more devotionals just like the one you're about to hear today. Okay, this is normally the time when I say, let's talk homeschool. Today, let's change it to, let's talk devotion. Is life squeezing you like a sponge? John 7:37-38 says, Jesus stood up and cried out, If anyone is thirsty, he should come to me and drink. The one who believes in me, as Scripture has said, will have streams of living water flow from deep within him. How do you spend the first hour of each morning? Do you pray in the early morning hour? Do you make time to exercise, time to walk with God? Does your breakfast consist of bagels and coffee or the bread of life? Do you often find that you're already behind before you've even started your day? Do the concerns of life rush in and fill your mind with worry when you try to catch a quiet moment before the kids wake up? In other words, would you describe your typical morning as beginning in Christ or in chaos? Are you starting out each day by soaking in Scripture or starving yourself of the sanctifying truth of the Word of Life? Picture a day immersed in the Bible. Your mind is completely filled with the truth of His Word, to the point that your thoughts can hardly absorb another ounce of wisdom. The Holy Spirit is guiding you gently towards discernment and understanding in matters that otherwise would cause you worry. You can feel your faith flex its muscles. You are resolute and prepared to stand strong against any fiery arrows the enemy may send your way. Then it happens. An unexpected trial presents itself. You receive some bad news. Life happens. Do you panic? Do you grow faint? If you're like a sponge soaking in His Word each day, then when life squeezes you, what do you suppose will come out? His grace, hope, love, and faith will pour forth because that's what was inside of you. But if you are little more than a dried up husk, if you haven't made a habit of taking in His living water and being refreshed daily, then when you find yourself caught in the vice grip of life, nothing good will come out and you will feel utterly helpless. Don't find yourself dry and empty when troubles arise. Soak daily in Christ and the sanctifying, truth-filled, living Word of God. Then you will be much more prepared for something good to emerge when life squeezes you like a sponge. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, Help me to daily soak in your word, to spend time listening to you and submitting to the Holy Spirit. May I be filled with your love and grace and joy every day so that I will persevere when life gets hard. May I always seek you first so that I can shine like a star that points people to Jesus Christ, whatever my circumstances. I ask this humbly in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's time to bring this devotional to a close. Thanks for listening. And if you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. I hope you'll join us again next time when Rachel will be with me. This is Davis Carman, and this is Let's Talk Homeschool. We want to thank our sponsor, Apologia Educational Ministries. Have a great day, and until next time, we are walking by faith and enjoying the homeschooling adventure of a lifetime.